my first boss ever with the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Don't hold that against him, though. He is Wright Waters, and he's kind enough to join us now. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Chris. Your ears must have been burning about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
I was speaking to a group on leadership, of all things, and the question that was posed to the panel was, what was the project you took on that no one thought you could complete, but you were pretty confident you could anyway? And I cited the evening at LSU, Alabama in 98 when you and David Crane did the pay-per-view broadcast off the back of the production truck off of a monitor.
Still absolutely one of my favorites, and every time I walk into Tiger Stadium, comes to mind. And I will add the true leadership aspect of that I know you didn't relay. The leadership on that is that as our boss and general manager, you could have been watching that game from just about anywhere you wanted to in that stadium. But instead, you chose to spend the second half outside with David Crane and myself as we looked like we were calling it from, again, just outside of a Best Buy with four monitors there. It was unique, but it's one that I wouldn't trade for anything right now.
I tell you what, there's proof that you can do whatever you want to.
With David Crane on the call, you're exactly right.
Yeah,
I was just trying not to mess it up. Let's for those that don't know, tell us about the Football Bowl Association and exactly what this organization is.
Well, the Football Bowl Association has been around since the early 80s. And in its infancy, it was largely, at that time, believe it or not, in the early 80s, there were only about a dozen bowls. And it was those dozen bowl directors getting together once a year and sharing best practices. And as over the years, it's grown from that size to today, we have 39 bowls. So when I retired from Sunbelt Conference, they called and they said, hey, you know what, we're thinking that we're getting to a point where we really need an executive director. Would you have an interest in helping us? And I said, you know, I think that would really be good because I really believe in the bowl system. I think it's so unique to NCAA sports, and if I can help you guys, I'd love to do it. And that's the way we started. So we represent all 39 games. We try to engage them in sharing best practices. We look for ways that we can find an economy of scale in some cases. We generally look for trends and try to make sure that we're prepared for the future. So it's a busy thing, and we're growing fast. So I think it's all good.
Well, the bowl games themselves are growing, and look, I know it's taken its critics, and there are people who say, well, there are too many of them. And even though I work with Alabama, I've been on the other side of that because my first college football game to see was the old Hall of Fame Bowl. Actually, it had not even changed to the All-American in Birmingham. And there are a lot of people, right, as you know, that can't go to a game at Alabama, can't go to a game at Auburn. They're going to have a chance to maybe go to Montgomery to the Camellia Bowl or the bowl game in Mobile or Birmingham or wherever. And most important, not only are those kids going to get an opportunity to see a game, what a lot of fans don't realize, the only true game week experience where they have some things besides the game itself going on for the college football players are the bowl weeks. And they will have a great time for days leading up to a game, unlike anything else they get a chance to participate in during the course of the year.
Well, you're exactly right, Chris. And when someone tells me that there are too many bowls, I always ask them, for who? You know, who thinks there's too many bowls? It's certainly not the Temple, UAB, Middle Tennessee teams that didn't have a bowl to play in. It obviously works because there are more bowls being added to accommodate teams. I think that sometimes we get too tied up into thinking everything has to be like the Rose Bowl, and it doesn't. And these bowls will provide a wonderful experience for two teams, their fans. They're in unique cities for the most part. And, there are kids that are going to go to Nassau in the Bahamas this year, and they may never go again. And there are kids that are going to go to Hawaii, and there are kids that are going to go to El Paso, Texas. And these are all unique educational experiences, and the bowls do a great job of not only the hospitality but the educational mission that all of them have. So, you know, when you hear somebody say there are too many bowls, ask them for who. Because
Wright Waters is the executive director of the Football Bowl Association, first general manager ever of the Crimson Tide Sports Network, former commissioner of the Sun Belt and Southern Conferences. Just a brief glance at the resume during his distinguished career. How close were we, if at all, to losing the bowl system or having it altered dramatically when they were initially putting things together for the college football playoff?
It was never a consideration, David. I sat in the room for 12 years. It was never discussed. If anything, it was discussed, how do we do this and still preserve the bowls? Remember now that the thing that's unique about college football, different than any other sport, is number one, we don't have an NCAA championship in college football, in FBS football. And the second thing is, rather than like other NCAA sports that have one winner, this year we'll have 38 winners. And that is so important if you're a coach fixing to go recruiting, or an athletic director trying to sell season tickets the next year, or if you're just a freshman who hasn't had a chance to play all year, and now you're going to get another month of practice to show what you can do going into spring practice. There are just so many advantages for the universities, for the conferences, and when you look at the financial piece of it, last year the NCAA audit tells us that the bowls, 35 bowls at that time, paid out $310 million to 10 conferences. And after they paid all of their expenses, which were right at $90 million, those 10 conferences still took home $220 million. So these bowls are benefiting their local communities. They're benefiting the teams that play in them. They're benefiting the conferences that play in them. The TV ratings have stayed strong, so the public has an interest in them. It's just it's all good. Everybody wins when we start playing bowls.
What did you think about the playoff and the way they went about the process of getting us to our Final Four?
Well, I think we have to be careful, David.
I love the fact that you've done that twice. I'm just going to pick at you because everybody does. You've called me David twice.
And oh, I am so sorry.
Don't apologize.
I'm sorry, Chris.
You put me and Knucklehead, the two Knuckleheads together. Earned the right to call us whatever you want to, it's you. But everybody does, and that's what's so funny. But I had to mess with you about it, so go ahead.
I appreciate it, Chris. I am so sorry.
It's all right.
You know what? It is so hard getting old, I'm telling you.
No. It doesn't have anything to do with age. It's me and David. That's the connection on it. So I'm sorry
to
interrupt you.
The answer to your question, Chris, is I think we have to be careful and not make football a basketball-like sport. And we have to learn from the issues that we have with the basketball tournament. You know, we're seeing some decline in first-round attendance because people are kind of deciding, well, if my team wins this week, I'll go next week, that sort of thing. So we also need to remember that football is a unique sport. You don't play on Thursday and then play again on Saturday like you do in basketball. You can't. And the other thing we need to remember, too, is these are not NFL guys. These are 18, 19, 20, 21 years old kids. And their bodies don't heal as fast as some of those other guys. So there's a lot of challenges, and I think they'll get it right. I think that everybody has to remember for the first 6 or 7 years of the BCS, we changed the formula every year. And to Mike's live's credit, finally the year Mike was chair, he walked in and said, guys, we're not going to change anything this year because we're confusing the public, and we're going to leave it the way it is. And I think that'll be their challenge. They're going to have to tinker with it, and there will be problems. But they're good people running it, and they'll work through it.
Yeah, you know, the thing that...
I can't believe I called you David. That's so
Look,
you didn't call me Mark Meadows or Jim Carroll
today. Do not apologize. I had to mess with you about it.
Yeah. Because
my producer sent me a text. Did he call you David? Yes, he did, but he's earned the right. I said, everybody else does. What I do feel bad for is the people that are on there, frankly, because that's got to be, they have to be so glad this is over with, and then sit there going, good grief, have I really signed up for this again? And I'll even include Condoleezza Rice in that, who's had much more challenging things to deal with than trying to decide the four teams that'll play for a college national championship.
Well, there are a few things as passionate as college football fans, and so obviously there's a wonderful book out that if you ever, it's been out for 3 or 4 years, called Scorecasting. And if you ever get a chance to read it, it talks about how two people who are fans of two different programs can see the same thing and come away with a different opinion about it. You know, that officiating call that's really close that two different fans are looking at.
Or a play-by-play guy.
Or a play-by-play guy. And Tom Roberts. And and anyway, long story short, I think that that entire committee has done yeoman service. And I think that they were people of incredible integrity, and they should be applauded for their contributions to college football.
When you get through making your bowl game tour, come see me at a basketball game. It's been too long.
It has been a long time. You need to come see us, too. We're here on the banks of beautiful Lake Tuscaloosa. It's, you know, the worldwide headquarters of the Football Bowl Association in Northport, Alabama.
That's a good spot. Thank you so much for the time. Great to talk to you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Chris.